طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today, this is our sixth session reading from the book Let's Begin to Read Arabic by Dr. Abdurrahim, Dr. Fa Abdurrahim. And Alhamdulillah, in the previous sessions, the first five sessions, we covered a number of matters. The letter Meem and Noon and Lam and Ha and Kaf and Ta. And we also covered the Sukoon, the Shadda, and the long vowel Aleph, yani Aleph being used as a long vowel. So if you consider what we have covered so far, it might seem like a lot to you if it is brand new. And if it's not, if it's just a review, then yani, inshallah, you shouldn't find any difficulty at all. But even for those who are doing this for the first time, we have taken a number of important points, consonants, the absence of a vowel, double consonant. However, if you review regularly, weekly, practicing yani, at least sometime every day, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, according to your ability, then you'll find that it's not going to be that difficult, inshallah, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. So I encourage you to please review the lessons in the manner that we have suggested by reading, writing, and listening, and repeating that process over and over and over again, and also to try to find somebody to study with, to read to them, and for them to read to you. And this is extremely helpful, and if it's done on a regular basis, then you shouldn't find any great difficulty in going through this entire book. We have 53 lessons, and we have already covered 9. Today, inshallah, we're going to take the next two lessons, lesson number 10 and lesson number 11. Before we do that, I just want to review quickly the previous two lessons that we had taken. That is lesson 9 and 8. I just want to review quickly those two lessons. So if you can open your book to lesson number 9, the letter Kaf. Is it lesson 8? Okay, lesson 8 on page 17. Yeah, lesson number 8, the letter Kaf on page 17 and 18. Yani the first three lines are on page 17 and the last line is on page 18. Yusuf, did you sign the attendance? Okay, so please don't forget when you're coming in to sign the attendance so that we know that you were present. We're trying to keep a record of your participation. And let's review quickly lesson number 8 on page 17 and page 18. Okay, so let's read together the first line, first word. First line, first word. First line, first word. Together, yeah, hunaka. Pay attention to the long vowels and short vowels, and of course the variation of the vowels themselves, dhamma, fatha, and kasra. First word, hunaka. The second word, line 1. Nahaka. Okay. First line, the third word. Third word. Munaka. And the last word on line 1? Laka. Okay, let's go to line 2. Line 2. Laka. The first word, laka. Two short vowels. Laka. Second word? Laki. Laki. Third word? Kana. Fourth word? Kana. Okay, remember, this is a short vowel. Kana. And the next word has a long, two long vowels. This word here? Kana. Kana. Both of them are long. This one? Kana. And this one? Kana. Now, the last word, line 2?
Kama.
Okay, kama. The emphasis is on the long vowel. Kama. Kama. Okay, let's go to line 3. Line 3.
Kaman.
Kaman. Here we have a sukoon on the last letter, noon, which means join it to the previous syllable, the meme with the fatha. So this syllable became men. Men. The first syllable, kaf with fatha, ka, together, Kamen. Second word, line 3.
Kalla.
Remember, there's a shadda on the second letter. When the shadda means that the letter is doubled, the first one of those two letters is going to have sukoon. So it's going to mean join the first doubled letter to the previous syllable. So here we have kaf with fatta, followed by lam with shadda, means join the first lam to the kaf with fatta, became kel. And then we have second lam with fatta, elongated by aleph, la. And the shadda means the letter is double, so you emphasize that letter, you hold it. It became kalla, kalla. Okay, the same thing we have here in the next word. The third word, we also have a shadda in the second consonant. Okay, it should be pronounced kunna, kunna. Okay, because we have kaf with dhamma, followed by noon with shadda. Noon with shadda means the first noon has sukoon. Join it to the kaf with dhamma, kun. And then the second noon has fatta, elongated by aleph, na. Together they became kunna. Okay, the last letter on line 3. Lakana. Lakana. Short vowel, long vowel, short vowel. Lakana. 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 Okay, let's turn the page. The next page, page 18, line 4. The first word, right? The second letter has shadda again. So that means you're going to join the letter with shadda to the previous syllable. So this word should be pronounced kul lu hum. The first syllable is kul, because the lam with the shadda is going to be, the first lam is joined to the kaf with dhamma, so it became kul. And then there's another lam with dhamma, lu, and then this ha with dhamma and meem with sukoon, hum. Kul lu hum. Three syllables, kul, lu, and hum. When you join it together, you emphasize the letter with the shadda, kulluhum, kulluhum. Same thing again here, the second letter has shadda. You're going to join it to the first letter, kaf with dhamma, to the lam with the shadda. The first syllable would be kaf, dhamma, lam, kul. The second syllable is lam with dhamma, lu. And the third syllable is noon with fatta, elongated by aleph. The whole word should be
kulluna.
Kulluna. Hold the letter with the shadda, hold it a little bit because it's doubled, right? It's two consonants. Kulluna. Kulluna. Okay, the next word, similar to that previous word. Kulluha. Kulluha. And the last word? Kun. Okay, let's give everybody a chance to read. Okay, the same lesson, the lesson with kaf. Okay, we're going to go back to line 1. Somebody take the first word. First word. Naam, Abdullahi.
Hunaka.
Hunaka. Second word. Mustafa.
Nahaka.
Nahaka. Third word. Naam, Salahuddin.
Munaka.
The last word. Naam, Abdul Sabur.
Laka.
Laka. Okay, second line, first word, Abdulaziz.
Laka.
Next word, Naam, Salim.
Laki.
Third word, Naam, Fadl.
Kana.
Fourth word, Naam, Khatib.
Kana.
Naam, Kana. Two long vowels, Kana. The last word, line 2. Now, Abdullahi.
Kama.
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 Naam. Okay, line 3. First word. Naam, help me with your name?
Judei.
I almost had it too, but okay, I don't want to take a chance. Judei.
Kama.
Okay. Ka. First syllable, ka. Meem fatta noon with sukoon. Men. Right? Pronounce the noon clearly. Men. Ka. Men. Kamen. Kamen. Second word. Line 3, second word. Naam, Muhammad.
Kalla.
K. Kalla. Shadda on the lamb. Hold that letter with the shadda. Kalla. And then a long vowel. Kalla. Next word. Line 3, third word. Naam. Abdul Sabur.
Kunna.
Kunna. Good. Kunna. Last word. Line 3. Naam.
Lakana.
Lakana. Okay, turn to the next page, line 4. Line 4, first word on line 4. Now, Mustafa.
Kulluhum.
Kulluhum. Second word.
Yes.
Now, question.
The last word before
the one. The last word on line 3?
Right.
Last word on line 3. Lakana. Lakana. No, it's not. It's lakana. Lakana. If it was connected with a shadda, it would be lakana. Lakana. You hold the noon. But it's not connected. Lakana. Lakana. Okay? Okay, line 4, first word. Somebody just read it?
Yeah.
Somebody read the first word? Okay, second word. Naam, Judei.
Kulluna.
Again?
Kulluna.
Kulluna. Third word. Somebody who didn't read yet. Anybody over here want to read? Oh, behind me, somebody? Yes, who's that back there? Ibrahim. Naam, Ibrahim.
Kulluha.
Kulluha. Last word, line 4. Naam.
Kun.
Kun. Okay, any question about this letter, kaf, or the examples that we read in the exercises? Any question about any of those words? Okay, the sukun means that there's no vowel, the absence of a vowel. It means join that letter with no vowel to the letter before it. Shadda means the letter is doubled, the first of them being with sukun. So the same rule of sukun is applied to shadda, except the letter is going to be doubled. There's going to be the first letter with the sukun, and the second one is going to have a vowel. And also the shadda means that you have to hold, emphasize, yani hold that pronunciation of that letter because you have to pronounce it twice. You have to pronounce it twice. Okay, let's look at the next lesson that we took last week. The second lesson that we took last week. Lesson number 9. Lesson number 9 on page 19. Okay, page 19 and 20. Lesson number 9, page 19 and 20. Okay, this letter ta, we said that this is not exactly like the T in English. It's a lighter sound, and they wrote here it's like the T in French. So those who know French know exactly what that means. Now, okay, let's read the exercises on page 19, starting from line 1. Line 1, first word, Judei. Mata. Second word, Mustafa.
Lata.
Lata. Third word, Abdullahi.
Hati.
Hati. Last word, line 1. Naam, Ibrahim.
Kanat.
Kanat. Line 2. First word, line 2. Naam, Abdul Haq.
Kuntu.
Kuntu. Second word, line 2. Salahuddin.
Kunti.
Kunti. Third word, Abdul Sabur. Kunta. Last word, line 2. Line 2. Last word, line 2. Naam, you want to read?
Me too.
Okay, but don't elongate the sound of the vowel, right? When you join it, don't hold it. Me too. No. Mit too. Shadda, right? Shadda means the ta is going to be connected directly to the kasra of the meem. Mit and then tu. Mit and then tu. Mit tu. Okay, line 3. First word, line 3. Who didn't read yet? Anybody who didn't read yet? There's a few people who didn't read yet. Okay, it's alright. Alright, okay, who wants to read? Now, Abdulaziz. First word. Lamet. Second word, Muhammad. Lamet. Third word. Mustafa.
Hanat.
Fourth word. Last word, line 3. Abdullahi.
Minta.
Linta. Linta. Okay, turn to page 20, line 4. Page 20, line 4. First word. Salahuddin.
Tanahu.
Again?
Tanahu.
What's the last letter?
Tanamu.
Ah, you are. Tanamu. Second word. Line 4. Second word. Muhammad Mente.
Tuhanu.
Third word. Third word. Third word. Naam. Yusuf. Yusuf. Naam.
Tukalu.
Tukalu. Fourth word. Last word. Line 4. Naam. Abdullah.
Talaha.
Talaha. Two long vowels. Short vowel, long vowel, long vowel. Talaha. Okay. We're on lesson 9, page 20, line 5. Line 5. Okay. These are going to be read as two word expressions. Two words together. Okay. First expression on line 5. Two words. Mustafa.
Lam taku.
Lam taku. Lam taku. Lam taku. Naam. Second one. Khatib.
Lam takun.
Lam takun. Third expression. Line 5. Third expression. Abdulaziz.
Lam nakun.
Lam nakun. Okay, line 6. Last line, first word. Anybody on this side? Fadl.
Takin.
Takin. Hold the shadda on the noon, right? Takinu. Second word. Be careful, this one has the shadda also. Naam.
Behind
huh?
Man kana.
Ah, the second letter is kaf. Mek.
Mekana.
Ah, you are. Mek. Kanet. Mek. Kanet. Okay, mean fatha, kaf with shadda means the first kaf has sukoon. Mek. The second kaf has fatha. Ka. And then noon with fatha. Followed by ta with sukoon. Net. Mek. Kanet. Okay, third word, line 6, Mustafa.
Tilka.
Tilka. Last word, Abdul Sabur. Again? Uh huh. Yes, Tilkum. Tilkum. That's meme. Oh, meme? Tilkum. You have to tighten the lips very tight for the meme. Kum. Kum, as opposed to the letter that we're going to start with today is also from the lips and closing the lips, but not as much as meem. Yani, that's the letter ba. Ba and meem, they come from the same place. They're pronounced from the lips, but yani, ba, you don't tighten the lips as much as for meem. Meem, you have to tighten the lips. Til kum. Kum. Yeah, just try, if everybody can just move over a little bit so we have a path of people coming in. Okay, any question about the letter ta, the letter ta, okay? We are also paying attention to the way the letter is formulated, how it is written when it's in the beginning, how it is written in the middle, and how it's written on the end. You will notice today in the lesson that we're going to take today, lesson number 10, you will notice that the letter ba on page 21, its beginning and middle and end form is very similar, almost exactly like the letter ta, except that the letter ta has two dots above it and the letter ba has one dot beneath it. One dot beneath it. Otherwise, you'll see the form of the letter, other than the dots, the form is the same. Beginning, middle, and end is the same except for the dots. Okay, so pay attention to that because when you read, when you see ba, you have to distinguish it from ta. If you see two dots, that's ta. If you see one dot underneath, that's ba. Now. You want to read?
I'm showing you what it is.
Oh, you're showing me where it is. Where it is, okay. So on page 21. Okay, let's turn to page 21, lesson number 10, a new element, ba. The letter ba, as I said, it is one of the letters, its articulation point is from the lips. From the lips. Okay? Most of the letters of the Arabic alphabet are, yani, articulation point is from some point, some part of the tongue. Okay? This letter today, the letter ba, its articulation point is from the lips. And there are four letters that are articulated from the lips. There's fa, which we didn't take yet, fa, in which the upper front teeth are touching the lower lip. Fa, fa. So this is also from the lips. Then there's the letter we took in the beginning, meem, where the lips are closed together tightly. Meem. And then there's the letter that we're going to take now where the lips are closed but not as tightly. Ba. And then there's one other letter from the lips. Anybody know which letter that is? Where the lips are not closed.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. The lips are not closed with wow. With ba and meem, the lips are closed. But ba, not as tight as meem. Okay, so today we're going to look at the letter ba like B in book. Huh? With fatha, it's pronounced ba. With kasra, it's pronounced b. With dhamma, it's pronounced bu. Ba, bi, bu. If it's elongated, like we had the aleph as elongation for fatha, it will become ba. And as we'll see in the coming lessons, the elongation of kasra is with ya, it will become bi. And the elongation of dhamma is with wow, and it will become boo. We're going to see those elongations in the coming lessons. But today we're going to look at the letter ba, and then we're going to look at something new, what is called tanween, in the next lesson, lesson number 11. Okay, so everybody should be on page 21. At the top of the page they have ba in the way it's written in its original form when it's unconnected, in its isolated or lone form. Okay? And then after that, they show you its initial form, the beginning form, how it looks when you are starting a word with the letter ba and it's connected to the next letter. Then you see that the letter is modified short slightly, yani the second half of it is cut off, and you just have the beginning part of the ba with its dot, so you know that it's ba, and you distinguish it from ta, which looks exactly the same in the beginning of a letter, except that ta has two dots above it and ba has one dot underneath. So in this lesson, we're going to see ba and we're going to see ta from the previous lesson. So please be careful and pay attention. If it's one dot underneath, that's a B sound, ba. If it's two dots on top, that's a T sound, ta, ta. Okay, so let's look at line 1. Line 1 has ta with fatha elongated by aleph, which should be pronounced
ta.
Ta. And then there's ba with fatha, ba. Together it should be
taba.
Taba. Good. Taba. Long and then short. Second word has ha with fatha elongated by aleph.
Ha.
Ha. And then ba with fatha.
Ba.
Ba. All together it should be
haba.
Haba. The third word has noon with fatha, which is pronounced
nah.
Ha with fatha elongated by aleph.
Ha.
Ha. And then ba with dhamma. Boo. Altogether it should be pronounced three syllables.
Naha.
Nam. Naha boo. Naha boo. Naha boo. We're on line 1, third word. Naha boo. Page 21.
Okay,
Taib. Page 21. Okay, line 1. We just read the third word, so we go now to the last word on line 1. All short vowels. Kaf with fatha. Ta with fatha and ba with fatha should be pronounced evenly, three short vowels. What did you say? Ka, ta, ba, kataba, kataba, kataba. Tayyib, naam ya Abdul Subuh.
What does that word mean, kataba?
Not kataba, kataba.
Kataba.
Kataba. Kataba means he wrote.
Okay, yeah.
Kataba means he wrote. Okay. Alright. Let's read this line together. Line 1, first word.
Taba.
Taba. Second word.
Haba.
Haba. Third word.
Nahaba.
Nahaba. Fourth word.
Nahabu.
Nahabu. Nam. Who said that? Somebody is not sleeping in here. Third word, line one again. Third word. Next to the last word. Nahabu. Last word?
Kataba.
Okay, let's go to line two. In line two, we have kaf fatha. Pronounced?
Kaf.
Ta fatha connected to ba with sukoon. Tab. And ta with dhamma.
Two.
Okay, all together it should be pronounced?
Kataba.
Three syllables. Ka. Tab and two. Remember, the ta with fatha followed by ba with sukoon is one syllable. When a letter has sukoon, you join it to the letter before it, making one syllable. So there are three syllables here. Ka, tab, two. Katab, two. Katab, two. Okay. Let's hear it one more time. First word, line two.
Katab,
two. Okay, the next word is almost the same, except the last letter has a fatha on it. Ta with fatha. Okay, how do you read it?
Katab
ta. The first one, katab tu. The next one, katab ta. The third one is also the same, except the last letter has kesra. How should it be read?
Katab
ti. And the last word is almost the same, except it ends with a noon with fatha elongated by aleph. How do you read this word?
Katab
na. Katab na. Okay, let's read it all together. First word, line two.
Katab
tu. Second word?
Katab
ta. Third word?
Katab
ti. The last word?
Katab
na. Katab na. Nam. Okay. Line three. First word begins with the letter ba with dhamma, followed by ha with kesra, followed by ta with fatha. Three syllables, all of them are short. Should be pronounced? Buhita. 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 Second word, ba with kesra, ha with kesra.
Bihi.
Bihi. Naam. Third word, ta with dhamma, followed by ba with sukoon, should be pronounced?
Tub.
That's one syllable. Tub. And then ta with dhamma?
Two.
Together it should be pronounced? Tub. 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 The next word is almost the same, except the last letter ta has kesra. Should be pronounced? Tub. T. And the next word is also the same, except the last letter ta has a fatha. Tub. Ta. Tub ta. Okay, so these last three words, one of them ending with dhamma, one of them ending with kasra, one of them ending with fatha, they all have the same meaning. They are verbs that mean to repent. But the first one is I repented, the second one is what? Tub ti. Anti. She, you, feminine, repented, and the third one, tub ta, is you, masculine, repented. Tub tu, tub ti, tub ta. Okay, let's read line three all together. Line three, page 21, line three. Page 21, line three. Wait a minute. We're waiting for the brother to find the page. Sorry, page 21, line three, the bottom of the page. First word, let's read it together. Buhita. Buhita. Second word.
Bihi.
Third word.
Tub
tu. Fourth word.
Tub
ti. Last word.
Tub
ta. Okay, let's turn to page 22. Page 22, line 4. Top of the page. Okay, we still with this verb. Tabayatubu. To repent. That means we need a lot of repentance. Naam. Naam. Line 4. First word. The first word, remember, the sukoon means join that ba to the letter before it. So the first syllable should be what? Tub. 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 Remember the ba is from the lips, right? Tub. Tub. And then noon with fatha elongated by aleph, a long sound should be
na.
So the whole word should be? Tub na. Okay, the next word has a shadda on the ba which means shadda means the ba is going to be doubled. The first one has sukoon. Join it to the first letter, the letter before. Okay, let's try to pronounce this word, yani, as one word. How would you pronounce it? Tab, tab, bat, tab, bat. We know this word, right? Tab, bat, yada, abi, lahabim, wa tab, nam. Tabbat. Tabbat. Line 4. Last word. Line 4, last word, also has a shadda, but on the last letter. The last letter ba has a shadda, means the first of those two ba's has sukoon. That means you're going to join it to the kaf with dhamma. You're going to join it to the kaf with dhamma to make one syllable. So who can tell me how many syllables is this word going to be?
Three.
It's going to be three. The first syllable is?
Ta.
Ta. The second syllable is? Kub. And the third syllable is?
Bu.
Bu. Excellent. MashaAllah. Excellent. Okay? Let's read the word. How do we read it?
Ta.
Kub. Bu. Ta. Kub. Bu. Ta. Kub. Bu. Okay, line 5. Or let's, before we go to line 5, let's read line 4 all together. Line 4, first word, everybody.
Tubna.
Tubna. Second word. Tabbat. Third word. Takubbu. Okay, now let's do line 5. The first word has ba with kasra, meem with fatha. Two short vowels. I don't want to hear any elongation. Two short vowels. How do you pronounce it?
Bima.
Bima. Bima. Okay? Bima. Short. Okay, second word. Two short vowels again.
Bika.
Bika. Third word?
Become.
Become. Become. Become. Naam. Become hadha al-kitab. What's the meaning of become?
How much?
How much? How much? Become. Naam. The last word? Two short vowels. Be him. Okay. Ba with kasra. Be. Ha with kasra. He. Followed by meem with sukoon. Make one syllable. Be him. Be him. Okay, let's read line 5 together. First word.
Bima.
Everybody.
Bima.
Bima. Second word.
Bika.
Bika. Third word.
Bika.
Become. Last word.
Be him.
Be him. Okay, any question about this exercise? Any line?
Be him.
Be him. Yani, be is a preposition, means with or in or for, and him is a pronoun. Mean third person, masculine plural, originally is hum, but whenever the pronoun hum is preceded by kasra, it becomes him. So be, it's originally be hum, but the rule in Arabic is whenever the pronoun hum, whenever it's preceded by kasra, then it becomes, instead of hum, him. And the same thing with who, it becomes he. Yani, you don't say be who, you say be he. Anyway, this is something that we'll look at later on. But in it, it's the preposition be him with them, with them. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the lesson 10, page 21, line 1. And we want everybody to participate. Everybody, please raise your hand, volunteer to read a word. First line, first word. Naam, Abdullahi.
Taba.
Taba. Second word. Raise your hand. Somebody. Mustafa.
Haba.
Haba. Third word. Naam, Ibrahim.
Nahabu.
Nahabu. Last word. Line 1. Abdul Hadi. Abdul Hadi. Welcome back, Abdul Hadi.
Kataba.
We say, Alhamdulillah ala salamatik. He came back from traveling, so Alhamdulillah, he arrived safely. Naam, what's the last word again?
Kataba.
Kataba. Kataba. Okay, line 2. Line 2, first word. Somebody, who wants to read? Line 2, Abdul Haq, no problem.
Katabtu.
Second word. Second word, Salahuddin. Katabta. Third word, Khatib. Katabti. Fourth word. Fourth word, Naam, Abdul Subur.
Katabna.
Okay, line 3, first word. Line 3, first word. Naam, Abdul Shakur.
Buhata.
Kesra. Bu.
Buhat.
He.
Buhi.
Good. Buhita. Buhita. Second word. Second word. Nam. Bihi. Third word. Abdulaziz. Tubtu. Fourth word. Fourth word. Anybody on this side? Nam. Muhammad. Tubti. Last word. Khatib. Tubta. Okay, turn to page 22. Line 4. First word. Somebody wants to read. Mustafa. Mustafa.
Yes. Tubna.
Tubna. Second word. Second word. Second word. Oh, naam. Mente. Tabbat. Third word. Line 4. Last word. Line 4. Last word. Abdul Shakur.
Tabu.
With a Dhamma. The second letter is a Dhamma. The second letter has a Dhamma. Ka. I mean, ta. Taku. Naam. Takubu. Hold the shadda on the back. Takubu. Takubu. Okay, line 5. First word. Naam.
Bima.
Bima. Second word. Naam.
Bika.
Third word. Mustafa.
Bikam.
Last word. Abdullahi. Be him. Any question about the letter ba? Any question about the letter ba? Okay, again, right now it seems as though everybody who's reading, and there's still a few people who are not reading, I don't call on people unless you raise your hand. So if you feel uncomfortable right now, it's okay, but please follow us on the page. If you're not actually participating in yani choosing a word to read yourself, you should be reading. As all of us should be reading, no matter who raised their hand to read a word, everybody should be looking at that word and saying it to themselves. Okay? Everybody should be looking at the word and pronouncing it to yourself. It's very important that you participate, because one of the things that that does when you read, if you make a mistake, I have a chance to correct it. But if you don't read, maybe in your mind you're reading it, but I don't know if you're reading it right or wrong, so I can't correct it. Okay? So we want to be able to. Oh, wa alaykum salam. Alhamdulillah ala salamatik. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Welcome back. May Allah accept your Hajj.
Alhamdulillah.
Barakallah feekum. Jazakallah khair. MashaAllah. Travelers are returning. MashaAllah. Okay, so this is lesson 10. And again, as I was saying, I want you to please try to participate, but I don't want to call on you if you feel a little uncomfortable, if you're not really sure about the words yet. It's okay, but please follow us on the page. Please follow us on the page, line by line, word by word, and try to say it to yourself as yani somebody is reading, whoever may be reading that we call upon at that particular word. It's important that you participate. Yani, if you feel uncomfortable, it's okay for now, but at some point, yani, we hope that everybody will participate. Abdul Sabur.
You mean lesson 11, right?
Lesson 11, yes. We're going to look at lesson 11 now. Okay? We're going to look at lesson 11. Okay, lesson 11 is actually bringing us something a little different than what we've seen before. I want to call to your attention, what we're going to take in lesson 11 is mentioned in your book, in the introduction to the book on page 7. If you look at the introduction to the book just briefly, on page 7, we have on page 7, at the top of the page, it says, if kasra and shadda appear together, the kasra is placed below the shadda. That's not what I want to look at right now. But the next line says, it can also be placed below the letter. That's not what I want to look at now. But the third line is what I want to look at now. When the fatha, kasra, and dhamma are doubled. When the fatha, kasra, and Dhamma are doubled at the end of the word, an N sound is added to the pronunciation of these vowels. Okay? That's what I want you to look at. Now, there's some more notes there, but that's what I want you, I just want to refer you back to the place where this is mentioned in the introduction. Okay? What is the lesson that we're going to take right now, at this point, lesson number 11 on page 23 is dealing with a new element. And the new element is what is known as, in Arabic, tanween. Tanween. In English, they refer to it as Noon Nation. Noon Nation. Meaning the letter Noon is not written, but it's as though it's written, you're going to pronounce it. Okay? When you see this element here, which actually is what, yani, it is the doubling of the vowel only at the end of a word. Okay? Tanween is only going to be the last, on the last letter of a word. It's never going to come in the beginning of a word or in the middle of a word. It's only going to be at the end. The doubling of the vowel. Don't confuse this with the elongation of a vowel. Okay? The elongation of a vowel means the vowel sound is made long. From A to A. From E to E. But here we're not talking about the elongation of the vowel sound. We're talking about writing the vowel sign twice. Doubling the writing of the vowel sound. And what that actually does, tanween, what it does, it gives us the sound of a noon at the end of the word, even though we don't write the noon. We don't write the noon. If you want to get, walaikum salam, if you want to get this N sound at the end of a word, then what happens is the last vowel, if it's dhamma, you just write the dhamma twice. If it's fatha, you write the fatha twice. If it's kasra, you write the kasra twice. And what happens is, instead of elongating the dhamma, you pronounce the dhamma as though there's a noon following it. We're not going to write noon, but it's going to be as though there's a noon there. The sound of noon is going to be pronounced. Okay, so if you see two dhammas at the end of a word, it doesn't mean elongate the sound of dhamma, but rather it means join to the dhamma sound the letter noon, the letter N. So dhamma, dhamma is going to be pronounced U-N, un. Kesra, kesra is going to be pronounced I-N, in, in. And fatha, fatha is going to be pronounced A-N, N. An, in, un. Okay, so the only thing that you have to remember here is if you see at the end of a word, any one of the three vowels doubled, written twice, it just means pronounce that vowel as though there's a N, a noon, following the vowel sound. An, in, un. Now,
in the example on page 7, when you see the and the fatha, they have the tanween over alif.
Okay, now, they have tanween. Okay, in the introduction to the book, where I referred you to for the explanation of the tanween, in the example for A-N, double A, two fatha, they have an aleph written. An aleph written also. And that aleph is written for a reason that we're going to learn near the end of the book. When we reach lesson 43 and lesson 44. We're going to learn about it near the end of the book. Okay? But for now, the only thing that I'll say to you is that it's not written without a purpose. There's a reason for it, okay? And the reason for it, in brief, we're going to take it later on, long time down the line. The reason for it is that if you stop on a word that ends with two fatha, that aleph is to tell you, instead of pronouncing the two fatha A-N, don't pronounce it here A-N. If you stop on a word, you're going to pronounce it fatha with aleph, elongating it. You're going to pronounce it as a long vowel, ah, instead of N. But if you continue reading, then you're going to pronounce it like we're talking about right now, A-N, A-N-I-N-U-N. This is a special rule just for the double fatha, the double fatha. Okay, it's going to be pronounced like the noon sound, A-N. But if you stop on it, if you stop on a word that ends with two fatha, with that aleph is telling you elongate the fatha. Don't make the N sound here, elongate the fatha by aleph. Ah, okay, that's what it's telling you. For now, don't worry about it. That's in lesson 44, lesson 45. Right now, we're only on lesson 11. So don't worry about it for now, but that's what it's there for. It's there for a reason. And we're going to come to it down the line somewhere.
Is this also applicable to tajweed?
Yeah, of course. It's applicable to tajweed. If a person is reading Quran, then you have to know this. In order for you to read properly, you have to know when to pronounce the double fatha as N, and when to pronounce it as ah, without the N sound. Okay, lesson number 11, page 23, It says at the top of the page, new element, M-U-M-U-N, Mun. What they mean here is that the meme with Dhamma is pronounced Mu. But if the meme with Dhamma has another Dhamma added to it, double Dhamma, then instead of Mu, it's going to be pronounced Mun. Note that the double Dhamma, notice that on the page it has this double Dhamma written a little bit differently than a double Dhamma. It has a one Dhamma and then an extra loop added to it. With an extra loop added to it. This is one of the ways of writing the double Dhamma. Instead of writing two Dhammas, you just write a Dhamma with an extra, that little extra loop on the end. Or you can write two Dhammas. Or you can write two regular Dhammas. Or sometimes you may see a Dhamma written in its normal form and then another Dhamma following it in reverse form. Okay, so there are different ways the double Dhamma may be written. Double Fatha, double Kasra is only one way. But double Dhamma, it may be written as two regular Dhammas, or one regular and a reverse, or it may be written as a Dhamma with this extra loop that you see on the top of your page, page 23, lesson number 11. In this book, we're going to be seeing it written like this. So pay attention to the way it looks here. It's a Dhamma with an extra loop. Pay attention to that, because that's what we're going to be seeing in the lesson. When you see that symbol like that, that means that's double Dhamma. Tanween Dhamma. That means you're going to pronounce that as U-N, Un, Nam.
It's just the most common way it's written, that's why I did it like this?
I don't know that it's the most common way, but it is common though, for sure. Alright. Okay, let's look at line 1. Okay, let's look at line 1. The first example on line 1 has Kaf, Kasra, which is pronounced
Ki.
Ta, Fatha elongated by Aleph, Ta, and then Ba with Tanween, Dhammatain. This is called, yani two Dhammas, Tanween, two Dhammas is called Dhammatain. Dhammatain in Arabic means two Dhammas. Kasratain means two Kasras. Fathatain means two Fatha. Waladain means two children, two sons. Naam, I'll leave it with that. Tayyib. I don't know what you're laughing about. What's so funny about it? I said, I'll leave it with that. Somebody must have something in their mind. Okay. Tayyib. The first word should be read all together. Kitabun. Bun. Make sure you pronounce that N sound. Bun. Kitabun. Kitabun is a famous word, right?
Yes.
Kitabun. Second word. Second word. Line 1. Meme with Fatha. Ta with Fatha elongated by Aleph. And then Ba with Dhammatain. Okay, how should you read this word?
Ma-ta-bun.
Ma-ta-bun. Three syllables. Ma-ta-bun. 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 Third word. Meme with Fatha. Kaf. Fatha elongated by Aleph. And then Noon with Dhammatain.
Makanun.
Makanun. Makanun. Makanun. Short vowel, long vowel, Tanween, Makanun. Last word, line 1.
Manamun.
Manamun. Three syllables, short, long, and then a tanween. Ma-na-mun. Ma-na-mun. Manamun. Manamun. Okay, let's read this line together, going across. Line 1, first word. First word?
Kitabun.
Kitabun. Second word?
Matabun.
Third word? Makanun. Last word?
Manamun.
Manamun. By the way, if you find yourself making a mistake on a letter, I advise you to go back to the chapter of that letter and practice with it. Now, before the letters pile up on us. And if you have, even if you made a little mistake on a letter once or twice, Go back and review that lesson. Each lesson takes just a few minutes to review. Go back and practice that lesson where that letter came until you become strong with it. Because if you build a strong foundation, then what you build upon it is going to last. But if you have a weak foundation, no matter what you do after that, if the foundation is not strong, it's going to crumble. So you're not going to have anything lasting unless your foundation is strong. This book is the foundation. If you do well in this book, then you have a strong foundation. But if you don't do well in this book, you're going to have a weak foundation. And whatever you do after that, all the work that you put in after that, it's not going to last because the foundation eventually is going to crumble. Okay? So please, yani, push yourself. In this book here, 53 small lessons, if you learn them well, you have a strong foundation. You have a strong foundation. It's very important. Very important. So if you find yourself making a mistake in a letter, go back and read that chapter over again. Go back to that letter where you had it at in the beginning and practice with it until you become strong in it. Because really, as we go from one lesson to the next, you should be, if you're practicing every day, a few minutes every day, 15, 20 minutes every day, you should be strong. From one lesson to the next, you should be becoming stronger. Because if you're reviewing the lessons, instead of you having read the lesson two or three times, by the time we get to lesson 11, lesson 1, you read it 11 times already. Because you every week you're reviewing it. And the more you review it, the easier it becomes to read, and the less time that it takes. Maybe in the beginning a lesson took you 15 or 20 minutes. But if you keep reading it, eventually it'll take you 2 or 3 minutes. So it's not going to take a long time to review 11 lessons. If you practice in regular, you'll find that you'll be able to read these lessons very, very quickly without any difficulty. But if you don't practice, you're going to take a long time to read them and you're not going to get strong. Okay, so please, my advice to you, take this matter seriously. Let's practice. Let's practice. Okay, where are we at right now? Line 2? Last word, we're going to read the last word, line 1? Last word, line 1. Everybody together. Manamun. Okay, line 2. A line 2, the first syllable is the calf with fatah and lamb with sukoon. Let's read this word. Kal. This calf, right? Kal. Na qalb. Kal. Kalbun. 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 Okay, qalb with qaf is another word. Qalbun. This is kalbun. Okay, qalbun means what? A heart. Heart. Qalbun. Qaf. Qaf. Qalbun. Kalbun means a dog. So be careful. You don't want to use kalbun when you intend qalbun. Qalbun, yani heart, right? Kalbun means a dog. Okay, second line, second word, three. Well, all of these, there are three syllables, all short vowels. Two short vowels and then 10 ween. Read the word. Kutubun. Kutubun. Next word. Short vowel, long vowel, 10 ween. Hilalun. Hilalun. Last word. Short vowel, long vowel, 10 ween. Manalun. 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 Okay, let's read it together. Line 2, first word.
Kalbun.
Kalbun. Second word.
Kutubun.
Kutubun. Third word.
Hilalun.
Hilalun. Fourth word.
Manalun.
Manalun. Okay, line 3. Line 3. We're still on page 23, lesson 11. First word, short vowel, long vowel, 10 ween. Now, let me just remind you here that the first syllable is meem with fatha. The second syllable is lam with fatha elongated by aleph. This letter is called what? What is this letter known as? It's a combination of two letters. It's called lam aleph. Yani, when the aleph is joined to the lam. Okay, that letter is called lam aleph. I just want to make a note here that the fatha, it looks like it's above the aleph. It should be above the lam. Okay, when you're practicing writing the lesson, make sure you put the fatha on the lam, not on the aleph. Because the vowel, fatha here, is for the lam, and the aleph is elongating the vowel of the lam. Okay, so the fatha actually should be written above the lam. Okay, so it's meem fatha, lam fatha, elongated by aleph, and then meem with tanween. Okay, read the first word.
Malamun.
Malamun. The second word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween.
Kalamun.
Kalamun. Third word, two short vowels followed by tanween. Malikun. 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 The last one almost looks the same, but the vowels are a little different. The last word, malakun. Notice the third word and the fourth word, malikun and malakun. Malikun, malakun. If you read the wrong vowel, it has a different meaning. Malikun means a king. Malakun means an angel. Yani with kesra, it means a king. With fatha, it means angel. Okay, we go back to lesson 11. Line 4 on page 24. Okay, we turn the page to page 24, line number 4. Okay, the first word has meem with dhamma, lam with sukoon. Lam with sukoon. Sukoon means what?
Absence of a vowel.
Absence of a vowel. How do you pronounce it?
Mul.
You join it to the letter before it, right? One syllable, mul. Okay, let's read this word. First word, line 4.
Mul.
Kun. Kun, U-N, tanween, mulkun, mulkun. Okay, second word, short vowel, long vowel, tanween. Kamalun, three syllables, kamalun, kamalun. Last word has two syllables, one long vowel and then tanween. Malun. Malun. Okay, let's read it together. Three words, line 4. First word. Mulkun. Second word.
Kamalun.
Last word.
Malun.
Okay, let's go to line 5. Line 5 begins with a short vowel, then a long vowel, and then tanween. This is a name. A name. What is this first word here? Line 5.
Bilalun.
Bilalun. Lun, Bilalun, Bilalun. Second word, now? It's the name Bilal, like the companion of the Prophet, Bilal, radiallahu anhu. Huh? Yeah, okay, this is a grammatical point. Okay, part of the explanation of the tanween is that generally words, nouns and adjectives that end with tanween, it is an indication of their being indefinite. But this is not an absolute rule. Generally speaking, words, nouns and adjectives that end with tanween means that it's indefinite. Like you say, kitabun means a book, as opposed to al-kitabu, which means the book. Okay, so it usually indicates that something is indefinite. However, this is an exception to the rule. Masculine proper nouns end with tanween. It doesn't mean they're indefinite, because all proper nouns are definite. This is a grammatical point, and it's not really important to us at this point, but since you asked the question, yani the tanween generally means that something is indefinite, but not in masculine proper nouns. Doesn't mean that this is indefinite. Okay, Bilalun. Second word, line 5. Okay, the ba with dhamma followed by kaf with sukoon, that's one syllable, and then meem with tanween, that's the second syllable. Again, this word should be pronounced
book.
Mun, book, mun, book, mun. Third word, two short vowels followed by tanween.
Kalimun,
kalimun, kalimun. The last word, short vowel, long vowel followed by tanween, three syllables. Hulamun, hulamun, hulamun. Okay, let's read this line together. Line 5, first word.
Bilalun.
Second word.
Bukmun.
Third word.
Kalimun.
Last word.
Hulamun.
Hulamun. Hulamun. Okay, any question about the tanween? What it means? How does it work? How you pronounce it? No.
This word,
Kalimun. Kalimun. Kalim, yani, means from kalima, a word, a word. Naam.
I knew that word.
Naam. Kalima, you know the word kalima. Kalima means a word. Kalima. طيب, any question about tanween? What does it mean? How do you pronounce it? Huh? Any question about the tanween? Okay, tanween is very important. In the same way that we previously had shadda and we had sukoon, these are concepts in Arabic language that you have to understand and practice with them until it becomes easy for you. Okay, sukoon is the absence of a vowel. Shadda means doubling the consonant. Tanween means that you double the vowel to give you the sound of an N at the end of the vowel. Okay, it's only at the end of a word. It's always going to be at the end of the word, as opposed to shadda and sukoon. It could be in the middle of a word, yani, not in the beginning of a word. Naam.
Kalima has
Tarawabuta. Has Tarawabuta, naam.
But this one is not like the actual word.
It's not the same, it is an actual word. No, it is an actual word. But I'm saying people are familiar with the word kalima.
I just saw also.
Kalim tayyib. Kalim tayyib, yani a good word, naam.
So kalimun, kalima too is
like kalimun, naam, they're not exactly the same, no. They're not exactly the same, but they're from the same root. Now, now.
The word maliki. When you do it as we, or you use Quran, or elongating the ma, which one is the best word to use? Maliki or shortened?
You know what, Al-Fatiha?
No.
Oh, it can be read both ways. It can be read both ways. Different readings. You know, the Quran has different readings, yani ways that are permissible for certain words to be read in the Quran. So it can be read either way. Now. Okay, we're going to stop here, right? Oh no, we still have a few minutes, okay? Before I don't want to stop here. I want to take any question about tanween before we close. Any question about tanween? If there's no question about tanween, then I want to ask some questions. Now, he had his hand first, Abdul Shakur.
Sheikh, on 24, the first word would be pronounced
On page 24?
Yeah, page 24, the first word.
The first word, meme, line 4? Line 4, first word, page 24, meem, dhamma, lam with sukoon should be pronounced. Mul, and then kaf with tanween, kun, mulkun, naam, mulkun. Any other question about the tanween or any of the words? Naam, Salahuddin.
Tanween, I mean, to me, I could only describe it like a little 28, so you would write, you would start with.
Okay, you just, yani, how you write it, I mean, there's not a lot of ways to write it, right? If it's difficult for you to write that the way it's written in the book, then just write a double dhamma. Yani, it's all the same. It has the same meaning. There's no difference between you writing a double dhamma, two dhammas. Okay, you can write it like that. This way is just a dhamma, a regular dhamma, and then there's a loop added to it. That's all. Just a little loop added to it. So you just make a regular dhamma and just add this little loop. Or, if it's easier for you, just write two dhammas. Or you can reverse the dhamma like this. All those are permissible. The easiest way may be, Allahu A'lam, it may differ from one person to another. But perhaps the easiest way may be to just write two dhammas. If you're used to writing dhamma, then just make two dhammas. You know, it's just it's like a shorthand way of, instead of writing a dhamma, taking your hand off the page and writing another dhamma, you write it in one stroke. It's just a shorter way of writing it, that's all. Any other question? This is special for the dhammatain, the two dhammas, okay? As far as fatatain, it's one way to write it. Kasratain is one way to write it, alright? Okay, yeah. Any question? Okay, so let's just read this lesson one more time. Lesson number 11, let's just read it one more time. Let's everybody focus, please, on page 23. On page 23, line 1. We're going to read straight through, and then we're going to close out. Okay, the first word.
Kitabun.
Everybody, first word.
Kitabun.
Second word.
Matabun.
Third word.
Makanun.
Last word.
Manamun.
Second line.
Kalbun.
Second word.
Kutubun.
Short, two short vowels.
Kutubun.
Kutubun. Third word.
Hilalun.
Hilalun. Fourth word.
Manalun.
Manalun. Line 3, first word.
Manalun.
Again.
Malamun.
Second word.
Kalamun.
Third word.
Mali.
Malikun. Malikun. Last word. Malakun, malakun, malikun, malakun. Turn to page 24, line 4. First word, line 4.
Mulkun.
Mulkun. Second word.
Kamalun.
Kamalun. Third word.
Malun.
Malun. Line 5, first word.
Bilalun.
Bilalun. Second word.
Bukmun.
Bukmun. Third word.
Kalimun.
Kalimun. Last word.
Hulamun.
Okay, turn to page 21. 21, lesson 10. The previous lesson, first lesson that we took today. Page 21, line 1. Page 21, line 1. First word.
Taba.
Taba. Second word.
Haba.
Haba. Third word.
Nahabu.
Nahabu. Last word.
Kataba.
Short vowels.
Kataba.
Kataba. Kataba. Line 2. First word.
Katabtu.
Second word. Katabta. Third word.
Katabti.
Last word.
Katabna.
Line 3. First word.
Buhita.
Buhita. Buhita. Second word.
Bihi.
Bihi. Third word.
Tubtu.
Fourth word.
Tubti.
Last word.
Tubta.
Page 22. Line 4. Next page. 22. Line 4. First word.
Tubna.
Second word. Shadda on the second letter. Tabat. Tabat. Third word.
Takubbu.
Again. Takubbu. Line 5. First word.
Bima.
Second word.
Bika.
Third word.
Become.
Last word.
Be him.
Okay, we're going to stop here. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's anybody who needs extra exercises, if anybody wants to do the extra exercises, last week I forgot to give them out. We have some copies right here printed out for you for the letter Kaf, the letter Ta, and the letter Ba from today. If anybody needs one, just take one of each of them. Fikum barakallah. Wa jazakum Allah khair. Please study. Please study during the week. Allah yuwaffiqukum.